I'm a graver believer. I'm an alcoholic. My name's Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, everybody. Tonight we're doing lesson 7 on sponsor. And so we'll pray a little prayer here before we get going. I'm going to pray one I haven't prayed for a while. It goes like this. Help!
Amen.
Amen. No. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to teach and help me to just get out of myself and just help me to be a channel of your communication, your words, what you want to be said and what you want to communicate. Help me to kind of stay out of the way, I guess. So we just love you and thank you for all of your blessings on all of us. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to start reading Principle 4 and Step 4. Principle 4 is openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. And then Step 4, we made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. Lamentations 3:40. I can almost read without my glasses. I'll just try that. So tonight it's not really about the steps and the principle, but it's about finding a sponsor, and we're at that point in the step study. And it's about getting into starting our inventories and whatnot, and we need a sponsor for help in that. I think it's very important and very key. I really think a sponsor should be taught like the third teaching or something like that, so people can start. It's a little late in the game. You got to start. But anyway, what do I know? Let's do the paperwork. We'll get the paperwork out of the way on your lesson thing here tonight. We don't have an acrostic tonight, so and this just follows. These topics will come up as we go along. The first one's, why do I need a sponsor and or accountability partner? Having a sponsor or accountability partner is biblical. Having a sponsor or accountability partner is a key part of your recovery program. Does everybody have a sheet and pencil? Having a sponsor or accountability partner is the best guard against relapse. What are the qualities of a sponsor? Qualities? What is the role of a sponsor? Role. How do I find a sponsor? And what is the difference between a sponsor and an accountability partner? And like I say, these will come up, kind of the topics, kind of a preview of the lesson, and come up if you miss some of those. I'm going to put these on, I guess. Just kind of right at that. Okay, last month we talked about the importance of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, which you found when you made the decision to turn your life and your will over to the care of God. So, that would be finishing your third step and then moving into the fourth step now, which we'll talk a little bit about tonight. But like I say, the main lesson tonight is about the sponsor and choosing a sponsor and what that is. And so I also want a little caveat here, caveat, if that's the word. If you're having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, if you're not at that point or whatever, please don't let this scare you off. You're welcome here if you're not a believer yet, and I think most people are, but if not, that's fine. You're welcome here and wanted, and just wanted to put that out. We'll be going over that, but that's just wanted to add that in there with all that being said. Now you will see that the road to recovery is not meant to be traveled alone. You will find that you actually need three relationships. Most important is a relationship with Jesus Christ. In addition, you need the relationship of your recovery group. Last but not least, you need the relationship of a sponsor and accountability partner. And I'll just touch on recovery group, which we'll do also some more here, but just to get started here, we kind of know a relationship with Jesus and the sponsor. The recovery group is the fellowship, fellowship of the meeting, just getting to know each other and dessert and dinner and just what we do here at the meeting. So an inner relationship, basically the fellowship of the program, getting to know each other. That I didn't, when I first came to AA 100 years ago, before CR was even a gleam in Jim Baker's eye, I just thought, well, the fellowship, it's about the steps and God and all that. And luckily I had a sponsor, I have spent 8 years trying to get sober, in and out of church, in and out of AA. And when he got me, this sponsor I finally got, got me to get involved with, he had a way of putting things, it changed everything. I mean, just getting to know some people and going out to coffee and just being part of this. It was a big part. I was like working on two legs of a three-legged stool, basically. So I just wanted to point that out, the importance of that. It can kind of be shined over, I think. Identifying a sponsor and accountability partner is especially important before you begin Principle 4 through 6, in which you work on getting right with God, yourself, and others. In 2 weeks, we'll talk about doing a moral inventory. That's your evaluation of your weaknesses, shortcomings, and strengths. To attempt an inventory by yourself can be a daunting task. Step 4 is all about getting rid of our truth decay, about coming clean. Proverbs 15:14 tells us, a wise person is hungry for the truth, while a fool feeds on trash. Are you ready to feed on the truth about your life? Well, then it's time to take out the trash. That trash can get pretty heavy at times, so I don't want you to handle it alone. You need a genuine mentor, coach, or in recovery terms, a sponsor. Some of you may still be unconvinced that you really need another person to walk alongside of you on your road to recovery. So tonight we're going to answer the following 5 questions. 1, why do I need a sponsor and accountability partner? 2, what are the qualities of a sponsor? 3, what does a sponsor do, or the role of a sponsor? It's a role. How do I find a sponsor and accountability partner? And what is the difference between a sponsor and an accountability partner? So number 1 here, why do I need a sponsor and accountability partner? There are 3 reasons why you need a sponsor and accountability partner. 1, having a sponsor and accountability partner is biblical. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12 tells us, 2 are better off than one, because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone, there's no one to help him. Two men can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. Proverbs 27:17 tells us, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. The phrase one another is used in the New Testament over 50 times, which I didn't know. Having a sponsor and accountability partner is a key part of your recovery program. They can encourage you to hold you accountable to these keys. Do you know that your recovery program has four elements to success? The first key is maintaining your honest view of reality as you work each step. I have seen some give up on their recovery at this stage because they could not step out of their denial into God's truth. Having someone like a sponsor to help keep you honest is a real plus in successfully working the steps. The second key element is making your attendance at your recovery group meetings a priority in your schedule. I was told in the beginning I had to go to 90 meetings in 90 days, so that's a bit harsh. Huh? Home group was sacred. I had to have a home group. Come early, stay late. Suit up and show up, even, no matter how I felt. And you have to learn to go to a meeting whether you feel like it or not. Your feelings will kill you. A hit or miss meeting schedule probably won't cut it. Remember, your hurts, hang-ups, and habits and temptations are working 24/7. A priority. You need to make Thursday nights here at Celebrate Recovery a priority. A sponsor and accountability partner can encourage you to attend your meetings. Key, the third element is maintaining your spiritual program with Jesus Christ through prayer, meditation, and study of His Word. Your sponsor can pray for you and help keep you centered on God's Word. Your sponsor can be a tremendous asset in this regard, whether you are a believer yet or still seeking. The last key element to a successful program is getting involved in service. There are plenty of service opportunities to get you started, like help setting up, help closing down, cleanup, greeter, help with dinner. Service is nothing but love in work clothes. If you want to get involved, you can see me, see Jack, speak to your small group leader. Your sponsor can also suggest ways for you to serve, or you can ask anyone with a badge around here would know what's going on. Without exception, though, everyone needs a sponsor and or accountability partner. Having a sponsor and accountability partner is the best guard against relapse. By providing feedback to keep you on track, a sponsor and or accountability partner can see your old, dysfunctional, self-defeating patterns beginning to surface before you do. He or she can confront you with the truth. Two, what are the qualities of a sponsor? One, does his walk match his talk? Is he living the eight principles? Does his lifestyle match his talk? 2, does she have a growing relationship with Jesus Christ? 3, does he express the desire to help others on the road to recovery? 4, does she show compassion, care, and hope, but not pity? 5, is he a good listener? Are you a good listener? Is a balance. Is she strong enough to confront your denial or procrastination? Does he offer suggestions? Sometimes we need help in seeing options or alternatives that we are unable to find on our own. He should have the experience being down the road to see things and help you there where you'd never think of them. Can she share her own current struggles with others? Is she willing to open up and be vulnerable and transparent? I want to put see the in small group and fellow. The small group and fellowship time is the time we would get to talk with and get to know others, and it might be a sponsor or a accountability partner. So that's the value, you know, of all that. And I think your own small group. I really promote getting a sponsor that has the same issue that you have. I just think it would just relate on that level till you get a handle on that, and it really helps a lot. It's like an alcoholic kind of knows another alcoholic and the traits and things and so on with the other. So your small group, obviously listening to the others in your group would be a special import, and probably therein lies a candidate. The other is some might not see until they've been sponsored a while. We're just not going to see all of these traits, right away. And so sometimes we just have and I'll get a little later, kind of a quick qualification thing. But so sometimes we just have, it's trial and error, and you're not married to them. And all that. So if it doesn't, you can try, and if it doesn't work out, but sometimes you just have to ask somebody to be your sponsor and go along with that for a while and just see, and then you can really watch for these traits and decide, is this working out or not? So sometimes we just can't have all these answers before jumping in, but we got, jump in, I guess, is the name of the game. Take some action. What is the role of a sponsor? What does a sponsor do? Let me give you 6 things that your sponsor can do. She can be there to discuss issues in detail that are too personal or would take too much time in a meeting. This is especially true with Principle 4. You don't share your complete inventory in a group setting. I'm the lowest form of life on earth is a phrase often repeated by those doing their inventory. Others deny, rationalize, and blame. Okay, I admit I did such and such, but it's not as if I killed anybody. Sure, I did A, B, and C, but my spouse did D through Z. Yeah. Compared to my spouse, I'm a saint. All right, I admit it, but I never would have done it if my boss wasn't such a jerk. So, we can come up with all kinds of excuses. I just put it, remember that it's your inventory, not anybody else's. I can't do anything about them, but I have to take responsibility for my part. Whether it's small or great, if I want to recover. That's where I have to be honest and take a look at myself and all of this and quit the blame game, and that's where a sponsor comes in real handy to dialogue, I guess you will, with that. The sponsor can be there to share his or her own experiences and offer strength and hope. Two, is he available at times of crisis or potential relapse? Call me before you take that first drink. You can still take it after we talk if you decide to, but call first. Remember, Ecclesiastes 4:12, two men can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. So, as sponsors, we're there for that. If you're having a bad time and wanting to go have a drink and whatnot, that literally saved my life by calling my sponsor. I was out of here, but I didn't go. We called him, and he had a very gentle way of persuading me to. Anyway, take some actions. Anyway, three, she serves as a sounding board by providing an objective point of view. This is especially true in Principle 6, when you are dealing with the sensitive area of making amends and offering forgiveness. You need a good sounding board to offer sound advice and proper actions. Sometimes we can be a little too eager to throw ourselves under the bus in moments of remorse and regret that cannot end well. So we need, we need to put some perspective on what we're doing here. He is there to encourage you to work the principles at your own speed. It's not his job to work the principles for you. He can coach your progress, confront you when you're stuck, and slow you down when you're working too fast. He can also speed you up if you're going too slow, I guess. Most important, she attempts to model the lifestyle that results from working the eight principles. It's difficult to inspire others to accomplish what you haven't been willing to try yourself. A good sponsor lives the principles. Six, a sponsor can resign or be fired. It's not a lifetime position. Well, it kind of was for me. How do I find a sponsor and an accountability partner? The responsibility of finding a sponsor or accountability partner is yours, but let me give you a few final guidelines to help you in your search. First and foremost, the person must be of the same sex as you. No exceptions. Two, can you relate to this person's story? If you are choosing someone to be your sponsor, does he or she meet the qualities of a good sponsor that we just covered? And then three, come to dinner and dessert. Invest some time in fellowship and get to know others in your group. That's the main reason we have these fellowship events. So more on the fellowship. And and again, this is where you talk to and get to know and other people for candidates for both and whatnot. Plus, getting phone numbers possibly, and really your accountability partners just can be friends. I've had accountability with people we don't even haven't officially even said, okay, we're having an accountability. We just call each other when we're having a temptation or just accountable to each other. If you ask someone to be your sponsor and accountability partner and that person says no, do not take it as a personal rejection. Remember that their own recovery has to come first. They might sponsor others, and the responsibility of leadership is great. If they turn you down, it's not personal. Their plate is simply too full. If someone turns you down, ask someone else. You can even ask for a temporary sponsor and or an accountability partner. Remember, these are not lifetime commitments. Five, most important, ask God to lead you to the sponsor and or accountability partner of his choosing. So pray about it. I mean, we've got the resource. Let's use it. He knows you and everyone in this room. He already has something in mind for you. All you need to do is ask. So what's the difference between a sponsor and accountability partner? And I put it says here, a sponsor is someone who has completed the four Celebrate Recovery participant guides and has worked through the eight principles and the 12 steps. He or she meets the six requirements that we talked about in the role of a sponsor. The main goal of this relationship is to choose someone to guide you through the program. Not only the steps, but just the program and your recovery, sobriety, if it's that. An accountability partner is someone you ask to hold you accountable for certain areas of your recovery or issues, such as meeting attendance, journaling, and so forth. This person can be at the same level of recovery as you are. Unlike a sponsor, who should have completed the eight principles or 12 steps. The main goal of this relationship is to encourage one another. You can even form an accountability team of three or four. The accountability partner or group acts as the team, whereas the sponsor's role is that of a coach. And I put together just kind of a quick review, I guess, or the quick clips version, but this is to me the sponsor you choose should be of the same sex, of course, have at least 1 year of sobriety. I haven't seen that there, but I've seen it in other literature, and that's what I've always gone by here. NNA, have at least 1 year of sobriety continuously, or whatever the issue is. One continuous year of abstinence. The proof's in the pudding. If somebody's sober that long, longer, then something's working. And what did they do? How did they get there? Ask them. So that's a big deal. A regular attendee of meetings and group fellowship events. We talked about that a little bit. So they're here. They're part of the deal. They're here on a real regular basis and doing the deal. They're involved. They'll be helping out this, that, and the other. Has completed a step study, doing all 12 steps and the eight principles through the CR participant guide. We have step studies. I think the one here now is going is just at this point. There's four of these workbooks and the step study. These lessons we give every other week, and then every other week we have a testimony. There's 25 lessons, which are the lessons in the step study group, but there's nothing like, and to me it's just part of the CR deal, is at some point get in a step study, work the steps and principles with other couple of leaders and your other peers that are in there, anywhere from four or five to seven or eight guys or gals. It's not mixed. And you just get real close to everybody. You work the steps, and it was a great experience. I had, in AA, I'd always just worked with a sponsor or something. I didn't know about this, working the steps in a group. Are you kidding me? But it was awesome, and just a lot of camaraderie, and it was a good way to work the steps. And so that they've been through that process. Also, I recommend only one sponsor. If you get two or more, it can get confusing. And one, you know, you just need this guy was successful and whatnot, and work with one. Is my opinion. But you can have as many accountability partners as you want. It's not the same thing, and it's you're helping each other and your peers and most. And then so those to me are, if they have those qualities, sometimes it's going to take a while to see all this other stuff that I read, getting to know people pretty well in there. But if they have these qualities and you need a sponsor or having a problem with others, just ask. And all of us with the badge are qualified, I think most of us, have done all of these things, basically. And so that's one way to do it. Like sometimes I say you just gotta have a relationship for a while and see how that works. It's gonna work or it's not. And if not, then you're probably that much further down the road if you're doing the fellowship events and things of knowing other people and this and that. The longer you stay here and do the deal, the more familiar you are with everybody and everything, and this stuff will be a lot easier. For accountability partner, I mean, you can have anybody from somebody brand new to a seasoned veteran. They are basically your peer group, friends, acquaintances in CR. So to wrap up then, let God work and see what happens. I can guarantee this, though, nothing will happen if you don't ask. Start looking for and building your support team tonight. Let's close in prayer. Dear God, thank you for this group of people who are here to break out of the hurts, habits, and hang-ups that have kept them bound. Thank you for the leaders you have provided. Thank you that you love us all, no matter where we are in our recoveries. Show these men and women who you have prepared to be their sponsors. Help individuals and their sponsors to establish an honest and loving relationship that honors you and helps both grow stronger in you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hope that was helpful. God bless each and every one of you, and Merry Christmas.